This is Fresh Air. Gerald Wilson, as a jazz composer, big band leader, and trumpet player, had a career that spanned 8 decades. Wilson died Monday after being diagnosed with pneumonia. He was 96 years old. Gerald Wilson joined the popular swing band led by Jimmy Lunsford at the end of the 1930s. Wilson was a trumpeter, but was best known for his work as an arranger, composer, and band leader. He wrote arrangements for, just to name a few, Count Basie, Duke Ellington, Ella Fitzgerald, and Ray Charles. He led his own band since the mid-1940s and kept recording. In 2006, his CD, In My Time, was described by music critic Francis Davis as his finest hour. Here's a track from it, called Jerry, composed and arranged by Gerald Wilson. When that CD was released in 2006, Gerald Wilson spoke with Terry Gross. She asked him about the start of his career when he joined the Jimmy Lunsford Band in 1939.
I arrived here in New York. The first thing I had to do, one of the other trumpet players in the band met me, and then he took me to the tailor here in New York to measure me for my uniforms. Not one uniform, but for 7.
Were they all the same?
No, there was one was the way they ran it was the first uniform in the morning when we would play morning shows, before noon, we would wear the English walking suits. these are black jackets that have braid around them, and then you wear them with gamble stripe trousers. And we had all 7 different. Then the next show, which would be, we'd have a sporty uniform on. After that, it would be another kind of a suit. Up until the last show, which we would do 7 shows, like at the Paramount Theater here in New York, we'd do 7 shows on the weekend. And at the very end, we would have on our formal dress.
And did you like that aspect of performance?
Oh, I loved every moment of it that I spent with the Jimmy Lunsford Orchestra, making records, playing theaters, making movies. You know, we were in Blues in the Night, one of the biggest Warner Brothers movies of all time. We played the Apollo 5 or 6 times a year. We played nothing but the biggest jobs, and always booked, too, by the way.
Now, you've also done arranging for singers. Some of those singers include Ray Charles, Bobby Darin, Nancy Wilson, who else?
Well, we'll go Ella Fitzgerald, Ray Charles, as you say, Carmen McRae, Sarah Vaughan, Dinah Washington.
How is arranging for a singer different than arranging just an instrumental for a band?
Well, the thing about the way I approach it myself, I stay out of the way of the singer. I try to, when I have to bring in the band, I bring it in. I have to, and of course, I try to use great harmony for them and to make the voice sound better. I use my 8 parts if I feel like it, and I try to. Many composers write numbers, and they don't know the inside of deep harmony, so you have to go in and figure that out and change it to what it should be. I do that. And as I said, working with these great artists, I just enjoy doing that. And, of course, as you said, Ray Charles, Modern Sounds in Country and Western Music, which I did all of the music for that. And again, I think that's a time when if they would give us a little attention, And sadly, when he finished singing You Are My Sunshine and Bye Bye Love and all of those country tunes, yeah, I'd sure be happy if they'd said my name, that I'm the one who orchestrated it. And I'd appreciate that.
Well, why don't we hear a track from Ray Charles, Modern Sounds in Country and Western, and the music on this album was arranged by my guest, Gerald Wilson.
Yep.
That's Ray Charles from an album that was arranged by my guest, Gerald Wilson. For those of us who haven't had the pleasure of actually seeing you conduct,
yes,
what's your style of conducting?
Different from any style you've ever seen before. I move. I choreograph the music as I conduct. You see, I pointed out everything you to listen to. People can't keep their eyes off of me.
So you're making it sound like you point things out not for the benefit of the musicians, like it's your turn, read section, but for the benefit of the listener?
No, for the benefit of the listener. He sees what everything is happening, because every time I move, something happens there where I move. My two hands here showing you where to look. If I want them to concentrate on my soloist, I concentrate on him. And they pinpoint where they're to look now and listen as they look. I think that's what I am. That's the way I can explain it now. I choreograph my music.
Well, Gerald Wilson, a pleasure talking with you. Thank you so much for talking with us.
It's my pleasure and my honor, Terry.
Gerald Wilson speaking to Terry Gross in 2006. The jazz composer, arranger, and bandleader died Monday at age 96.